Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ted Fishman, 10-year member of our Brain Trust, author of China, Inc., also author of Shock of Grey. Ted, what's your next book? When is it coming out?
Well, it might be out in about 18 months. I'm just getting gearing up on it. It's about the relationships that are important to you over your lifetime.
All right.
Keep you healthy, happy, rich.
Well, we expect to be able to launch it on the show, so keep us posted on that.
Thank you.
Ted, one of the things that you want to talk to us about now for small business owners. We've been talking about currency. We've been talking about some of the ways currencies can be used to the advantage of small businesses who want to grow their business. And you're saying now might be an excellent time for small business owners to expand their borders?
Yeah, I mean, one of the great things you can do to take advantage of the strong dollar is to recharge your intellectual capital. Go get some good new ideas. See how foreign operators operate. Shake hands with people that you never thought you would have a chance to see. Get over there. I recently talked to a guy who's been sourcing marble from Italy for a long time. He never met his supplier, who he thought was one of his best friends, just over the phone and the internet. And now they know each other's families.
One of the things I've done over the years quite a lot is help my audience understand some of the resources that are available to them to help them do this. The Commercial Services Division of the Department of Commerce will literally get you on a video conference call with these prospects. They'll prospect for you. And then you can add in the import-export bank services to help you finance some of this stuff. And now with the currency, like this dollar like it is, this is another reason to be doing to be expanding your borders.
Oh, it sure is, and there's also the possibility of anyway, I was going to say you could bring them here, but I guess
I was getting ready to say that when I talked to my friends at the commerce department, they only like exports, right?
Yeah.
I'm agnostic in that way, Ted, because if you're a small business owner, I don't care whether you're exporting or importing. Why not go there and bring something back?
That's right.
And that's where if the strong dollar is bad for exports, it's good for imports.
I agree. And you know the one thing one thing in this market that I'm reminded of is how good Germans are at doing business regardless of where their currency goes.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to have inelastic demand, which means it doesn't matter where the euro is against everyone. People always want German products, whether the euro's high or low.
Right.
And that's something Americans have to learn. You know, that's the best hedge of all, which is being indispensable in the global economy. And if you travel, if you get better ideas, you learn better how to be indispensable to your clients and to your relationships overseas.
But you know, you're right. It might be a good time to take a vacation, to go over to one of those to a country, and see. And while you're there, and this is what you can write off the trip. While you're there, call on people in your industry or people in an industry that's associated with yours that you might be able to do some business. Call on them and talk to them about opportunities and maybe make a partnership.
Yeah, I'm all for that. Or go to a trade association meeting.
There you go. That's it. I've been saying that for years. If you're a small business owner, you got to belong to your trade association and find out where the international ones are, right?
That's right. And if your trade association is forward-thinking, they're offering junkets for you, too.
Mm-hmm. They sure do. Yep.
And, I have an identical twin. I've been writing about Asia for years, and he's got a bunch of small smokestack industries that he invests in. He's never traveled overseas. And he recently came back from India, and he goes, "Ted, you have no idea. Cities in Asia are so big." It's like, have you been paying attention? You know, even if you have a brother who's been all over, there's no substitute for your
brother
direct
experience. You have a brother who teaches the world about these things. You're telling me this?
That's
hilarious.
So that direct experience is so important.
That sounds like the kind of thing I get from my family.
I showed Jim, small business, it's a big deal.
Yeah, did you know, Jim, did you know small, when I wrote my first book, I showed it to my mother and my dad, and they said, "This is great, son. Did you know your brother just sold 2 new cars?" So, you know what Jesus said, a prophet is not without honor except in his own land, right? TedCFishman.com, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when Ted joins us. China Ink is one book. Shock of Gray is the other one. You really need to have both of them. Ted, thanks again for being here, and come back soon.
Great. Have a wonderful holiday.
We'll see you next time. You too. Come back soon. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.